Alright guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Shane. And today I'm going to be talking about how anime changed my life. You know, most importantly, all my favorite animes like Naruto and so forth changed my life. But let me just give an introduction how I got into anime. I think I've mentioned this already before on the podcast, but let me just say it. Now, I grew up watching anime, but didn't know it was anime, you know. And that is why I always say that Naruto was my gateway drugs into anime, because even though I've watched other animes before Naruto, I didn't really know it was something different. And I didn't know it, I just thought, used to thought it was all cartoon, because I used to watch it on TV, Cartoon Network and so forth. And I used to saw Dragon Ball Z, Yu Yu Hakusho, Zoids, and a lot of other animes, you know. I didn't really know Cyborg 007 or something. I didn't know that these were anime. I just thought it was like, oh, just an anime. Plus it was in dub, it was in English, so I didn't know it was something different from what I was used to, right? It wasn't until I got into high school. By the way, high school in Jamaica is different. So from 6 to 12 we are in primary school. High school is from 13 to like 17, 18, right? So that's high school for us. So it wasn't until I got into high school, late primary to early high school. Early primary used to watch Naruto, but the version that I used to watch was on, again, Cartoon Network, and it was in are on television national, right? And but that is, again, was in dub and all of these things. It wasn't until I got to high school that I started to realize, oh shit, I started using the internet more and all of these things. I was like, oh shit, it's different. And I started watching Naruto with Japanese, and I was like, oh shit, this is a lot much better. We started reading dub, and it was during that moment I started to realize, oh shit, this is really different. I know I'm saying shit a lot. It was really different, and I find myself gravitating to it a lot. You know, it was different in so many ways. The themes that were being covered, you know, in a sense, and I could relate, because these were kids. You know, these ninjas were supposedly kids. You know, Naruto when they were young, and Chunin, Genins, they were like 12-year-olds and all of these things. And that was right about my age. You know, I started high school when I was 7. When I was 12, so that was right around my age group, and I was like, oh shit, this is awesome. I think that was also one of the reasons why I fell so much in love with Naruto. It was like, here are these guys who are young just like me, and they're doing all of these awesome stuff. And Naruto was kind of great because they were discussing so much in Naruto, so much heavy topics, you know. And this is why sometimes I get so upset when people talk about animes for kids, because I'm like, shit, the topics that were discussed in Naruto is not for kids, at least not in my old soul, you know. Some of these topics, they were talking about painful issues like death, loss, friendship, loyalty, family, you know, loneliness. They were love and all of these things. They were tackling serious issues. They were talking about loyalty to country, you know, nationalism, all of these things, never giving up, you know, guys like Naruto, or acceptance. They were touching on so much huge topics, you know, being an outcast, and because of being an outcast, you become someone evil, someone bad, like Gaara, you know, and all of these things. And we're touching on so much topics, and Naruto was such a role model for me, because during that time of my life, I was going through a lot of things, you know, and, you know, just having someone, even though it was in a fictional world, you know, just, you know, knowing that there was someone around my age group who had that mantra not to give up no matter how hard thing was. It was one of those saving grace for me going through high school and dealing with a lot of issues, you know. And so that is why anime is such a great thing for me. And I remember, like, oh my god, I have to find more like this, I have to find more content like this. And then I started watching more and more anime. D Gray Man, Full Metal Alchemist, you know, One Piece. Started watching more Dragon Ball Z, you know, in Japanese and all of these things. And it was so interesting. And I think one of the major reasons that, even though as an adult, you know, I'm 25 now, I really appreciate and loved anime, is that it offered me something very different, in the sense that I was able to see different perspective. At a young age, you know, you grow up, you start to realize that society tried to force us to become conformists, you know, to conform to popular beliefs, popular ideas, popular culture. But as someone who grew up watching anime, I realized that, listen, it's okay to think differently. And most importantly, it offered me the ability to realize that people are different. You know, I grew up in Jamaica, you know, the culture is way different from in Japanese, but I saw through anime, I grew an appreciation for Japanese culture and all of these things. Up until this day, I want to visit. And I started getting an interest in Japanese. I picked it up a few times, still haven't mastered it, but I've learned a few things. And I remember watching even Gundam, shit. What's that thing? Axel World. I remember watching Axel World. And that, I think that's one of the reasons why I chose computing as my major in school. And the ideas that were in these things were great. And one of the things I appreciate about anime and manga artists is that their imagination is so great. And I remember Axel World is literally about a different form of computing thought. It almost as it was the thought computing, you know, everything was done within your mind and all of these things. And it was such a great thing. Sword Art Online, I remember stuff like that. I remember epically the pain fight when I was in high school. I think I was in around fourth or fifth form, or that time I was around 15, 16, and gotten a lot more understanding. I realized that oh my god, pain was such a great feeling that even if not, he had won that fight, I don't think I would have been mad. That was also such of a great feeling. I was like, this guy speaking some facts. And so for me, anime was such a big part of my life. I spent most of my life, like, again, I'm 25 now. I got into anime really consciously, knowing that this was something anime from Japan at around 12. And so that's our third, almost half of my life I've spent watching and appreciating anime up until this day. You know, I enjoy it. I still read lots of manga. Right now I'm waiting. A couple days ago I read Kingdom. That's a great one. By the way, I should do more recaps and review of that on my podcast. Akatsuki, you know, I read that manga. You know, you have popular animes now like Demon Slayer. The manga is great. It is just so much good anime content out there, not just anime, manga as well, you know, because most animes are made from manga, which is a source material, or light novels or some game or something, right? You know, Berserk and all of these, such great content with such great subjects and dialogues and all of these things, and it's such an amazing thing. And that's pretty much all I got into anime. I know anime has shaped me, and I have such appreciation for, because it has allowed me to look at the world very much very different. You know, I think if I didn't have anime, I would be a very different person today, because so much of my thought and who I am right now is shaped from the knowledge that they have gained from watching anime and interacting with other people that watch anime. I remember me and my friends had such great discussions and debates. You know, you hear us debating Naruto, man. It's such passionate debates, you know, and that improved my debating skills as well, you know. So through anime, through watching and enjoying and sharing anime with my friends, I've developed as a human being very greatly, because debating is one of the great things that you'll be debating a lot in your life with friends, co-workers, spouse, family. You guys are going to be having, you're going to find yourself realize, you're going to realize in life that you're going to have so much opposing, a lot of opposing views from what's norm, popular, or not has to be popular, you know, you're just going to be having opposing views from what someone else might think, and you're going to have to learn to state your claim without being stupid. And so I learned a lot from anime, and I just want to say, yo, I appreciate anime. Appreciate it very much. Anyway, that's it. If you guys like the podcast, make sure you like it. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Alright guys, so this is the outro of my podcast. The only reason I'm recording this is for two reasons. First reason is, I want you guys to be reminded to like, share, and comment on this podcast if you can. You know, if you guys are not yet an Anchor, make sure you download the app. You can then call me. We can have a discussion over the app and all these good things. Secondly, I also wanted to add a second sponsorship segment, so that's why I put it there. But main reason is because I want to remind you guys that you should support the podcast as much as you can if you like it. You know, if you have friends and families that like anime as well, just share it with them. Share it on social media. Share it in your anime discussion groups, and get this podcast growing. That's all I'm asking you guys, please and thank you. Anyway, that's it for now. See you guys when I drop another episode, which can be 2 a day, 3 a day, to once a week. You never know, based on my schedule. Be reminded, like, share, comment, and I'll see you guys another time.